And today is the 40th anniversary of the Beatles' arrival in America. They came in 1964 to play a few concerts and to take center stage in an event that millions of Americans saw live on television.
The Beatles!
Even those of us who were not alive at the time have had our brains stamped with constant video replays of the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Anytime you've seen this appearance, you've probably seen the image of a teenage girl sitting in the audience with a 60s hairdo. The camera lingers on her ecstatic expression as she puts her hand to the side of her face and lets her mouth fall open. Her name is Robin Lynn, and in the last 40 years, the constant replays of her appearance have made her face familiar to many strangers and also the source of many family jokes. And Robin Lynn is now in our New York studios. Welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Could you just describe what you did that night?
I left my parents' home on the Upper East Side, took a taxi, met my friend Judy Swig, stood in line outside the Ed Sullivan Theater. It was cold outside. We shuffled in, and I was directed upstairs. Quickly went upstairs, found a seat 5 feet in front of me. It was this big, burly guy, and he said to us, "You can do anything you want. You might be on television. You can do anything you want, but you can't stand up." And then everything was a blur after that because I thought, I could be on television.
May I ask you to describe what you were wearing and tell me how much time you spent on your appearance that day?
I wasn't wearing blue jeans. One wouldn't wear blue jeans back then. So I was wearing a pink dress. I mean, the same dress today would be one that I'd wear to a cocktail party. I think what distinguishes me, though, was not what I was wearing, but my hairstyle. I had this huge spit curl.
It looked very fashionable, you know. It looks very 60s.
I think it might even look 50s.
Can I just ask, I mean, the expression on your face, how have your friends and relations described it over the years?
Panting. I describe myself as panting and sighing. So it was really sort of like a two-act, you know, sort of the build-up and the sigh.
So you got home.
It was a very quick event. You know, I did focus on Paul, but it was quick all the same. Then I was outside on the sidewalk. It's cold again. You know, got to find a taxi. And it's dark in my apartment. I was like, I think something significant happened. Sure, it's dark and lonely here. You have to understand, I couldn't get this tape for at least 10 years. I think the first time that I saw it was at the Museum of Broadcasting in New York City. I went in one day and I discovered that it was one of the most popularly requested television shows and that they put on a segment every day at 3 p.m. And there I was, forever 15 at 3 p.m. And then, of course, you know, the kids would be watching television. And I remember once the Wonder Years was being broadcast. The kids are eating dinner and they're pointing at the television. They're saying, "There you are, Mom." And I was like, "What, again?" And then came all the retrospectives, you know, the best of Ed Sullivan, the best of the Beatles, you know, whichever way you could splice it, this segment was in there. And I knew if they came on, I was attached to it. I mean, it's the Beatles and me. What could be cooler than that?
You were a kid then, I guess. You have kids now.
I have three wonderful kids, Dan Blumberg, Alana Blumberg, and Carla Blumberg. Dan, in fact, works for WBEZ.
A public radio station, Chicago Public Radio. And in fact, we've got Dan Blumberg in the studios of Chicago Public Radio now. He's been listening into the conversation. Hi, Dan.
Hi.
So, Dan, how has your mom's appearance affected your life?
What blows me away when I think about it is that, you know, I know my mom and I know how little she knows about music today. And the fact that 74 million Americans saw her as the number one Beatles fan in America, it just doesn't compute for me.
How old are you, Dan?
I'm 24.
How many times do you suppose you've seen it?
You know, we'd be having dinner and the nightly news would be on and we'd start to hear the Beatles' All My Lovin', and we'd, you know, all drop our forks and we'd, you know, stare at the TV because, you know, she'd either be there in the sweep of the audience that the camera does or in her very long close-up. So I've seen it, you know, dozens of times.
Can I just ask, I mean, is it strange at all that you're 24 years old and there was this basically a disposable moment of pop culture that took place more than a decade before you were even born, and it's a permanent part of history now.
Yeah, I mean, there are few images, I think, that you could say everyone in America has seen, and I think this is one of them, and I think that's just... It's bizarre is really the best word for it.
Well, Dan, are there any questions that you've always wanted to ask your mom about that appearance?
Yeah, I want... Mom, do you feel guilty at all that you are the, you know, shown as the number one Beatles fan? Did you feel that you, you know, were you that fan?
What should I feel guilty about?
I don't know. It's just weird for me to think that you were...
I wasn't worthy of the tickets, that's what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. Were you really that hip back then, I guess is what I'm trying to ask?
I was never hip, but I was always aware.
Dan, are you ever embarrassed by your mom's appearance?
No, I'm not embarrassed. I mean, I was showing it to some people around the office yesterday, and, you know, they were laughing, and they thought it was cool. It's not embarrassing. I mean, yeah, she lets out that scream right as they cut back to the Beatles.
No,
and
not a scream, a pant.
No, you're screaming. I mean, it.
No, so, you know, I know what I was doing. I wasn't screaming.
Well, we have the footage, so we can go back to it. But yeah, it's not embarrassing. It's cool to be a part of it, I guess.
It's thrilling to be able to compress time. I can put myself up against my 15-year-old self, you know, at any moment in time, and there I am compressing time.
Which, if you go to our website at npr.org, you can see the 15-year-old self alongside your present self. Which
alongside the 55-year-old self.
Which makes me wonder, do people still recognize you on the street?
Actually, they ask it like this. I know this is a silly question, but... And I stop them and I say, yep, that was me.
Well, you should take that as a compliment, I would think, that after all these years, you look about the same.
Well, you know, my hair is the same length, approximately. My weight is the same, so I guess I haven't grown at all in 40 years.
You don't have what you described as the spit curl haircut anymore, though.
No, I must admit that went out.
Dan, do you see your mom in a different way because of this?
My mom, at age 15, at the Ed Sullivan show, and my mom today, I can't reconcile the two. They don't fit, because my mom... can't hold a tune. She can't remember the lyrics to any songs. Singing and screaming along, I've never seen her get that excited about anything in my life.
I'm sure you didn't see me singing along, because you're right, I can't remember lyrics.
I have a feeling, Robin, that you must be able to remember some lyrics of Beatles songs.
Uh-oh.
Are there any Beatles songs that you know the lyrics to?
Oh, I mean, I know. Sure, I know them.
Robin?
Well, I want to hold your hand.
I think I have a better one for you, which is Help. I need somebody.
Help.
Okay. Help.
I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody.
Help. Help. You know, I need someone.
Help.
Well, Robin Lynn and Dan Blumberg, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Danny. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
And thank
it was
you,
so
Marley.
Sweet. So sweet to do this together.
Nice job, Mom.
You can find pictures of Robin Lynn and a Beatlemania edition of All Songs Considered at npr.org, our website. And that's All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Steve Inskeep.